In this bulletin, Victoria records 8 deaths and 28 new coronavirus infections. Dozens of German police officers suspended for sharing pro-Nazi propaganda online. And in sport, Australia makes history with one of its greatest triumphs in cricket against England. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Victoria has recorded 8 deaths and 28 new coronavirus infections. It's the lowest daily COVID-19 figure since the 24th of June. 6 of the 8 deaths are linked to aged care settings. It takes the virus-related death toll in the state to 745. Premier Daniel Andrews says the downward trend in new infections is proof his strategy is working.
That is a fantastic outcome and a tribute to the hard work and the sacrifice, the contribution that every single Victorian is making. This strategy is working, these numbers are falling, and that's exactly what we have to do. We have to stay the course and get this job done, get these numbers low, because that's when we'll be able to keep them low. If we open up when they're too high, then they will just get higher and higher. The trend is with us. And these are very pleasing numbers today.
Australia's unemployment rate has fallen to 6.8%. The surprise drop in the rate comes as 110,000 jobs were created in the month of August. The federal government is updating Australia's citizenship test for the first time in more than a decade to heighten the focus on what it calls Australian values. 5 questions on Australian values must be answered correctly. They include questions about domestic violence, equal opportunity, and freedom of speech. Minister for Citizenship, Alan Tudge, says it's time to move away from a test based on facts and figures.
Questions in relation to our parliamentary democracy, freedom of speech, equality of men and women, rather than questions on Don Bradman or Farlap as such. Our Australian values at the end of the day is what makes this country so attractive for migrants from around the world to want to come here. But they're also critical because they're the glue that binds us all together.
A guide on the changes will become available for new citizenship applicants to download and study. The new test comes into effect from the middle of November. In Germany, 29 police officers have been suspended for sharing images of Adolf Hitler and manipulated depictions of refugees in gas chambers on their mobile phones. The officers allegedly engaged in extremist online forums where swastikas and other Nazi symbols are often shared. A German government official described their actions as disgraceful and said an investigation will be launched into the pro-Nazi online forums. US President Donald Trump has confirmed that a staff member of the White House has tested positive to COVID-19. It comes as the coronavirus death toll nears 200,000 and a total of 6.6 million infections are reported in the country. President Trump says at least 100 million doses of a coronavirus vaccine could be distributed by the end of the year.
This is the largest, fastest, and most advanced vaccine distribution effort in American history, by far. We're on track to deliver and distribute the vaccine sometime in October. So as soon as it is announced, we'll be able to start. That'll be from mid-October on, maybe a little bit later than that.
Most forecasts suggest effective vaccines won't be available until 2021. Democratic presidential rival Joe Biden says the president can't be trusted.
President Trump has refused once again to take responsibility or to take action. By his own admission, he continued to lie about COVID-19. He doubled down on the catastrophic mistakes that he's made. And perhaps, worst of all, he made clear that he still doesn't have a plan to bring us out of this crisis.
The Caribbean nation of Barbados has announced its intent to remove Queen Elizabeth as its head of state. Governor-General Dame Sandra Mason confirmed the country's intentions to become a republic.
Our country can be in no doubt about its capacity for self-governance. The time has come to fully leave our colonial past behind. Barbadians want a Barbadian head of state. This is the ultimate statement of confidence in who we are and what we are capable of achieving.
In cricket, Australia has ended a 5-year wait for a one-day international series victory over England. A record partnership of 212 between Glenn Maxwell and Alex Carey helped Australia to a dramatic 3-wicket win in the third match to triumph in the series 2-1. Batsman Glenn Maxwell says he's worked extremely hard on his technique.
I'm trusting my technique at the moment. It doesn't look, I suppose, traditional. It's a bit different being a bit open up, but I just feel really calm at the crease. I think I'm a lot more still at the crease. There's not as much moving around, so I think that's been a key to a little bit more success.
Maxwell became the fastest player to score 3,000 runs in the one-day international format. The Australian cricket team has a short break now before turning its attention to a one-off test match against Afghanistan in late November, followed by a summer test series against India. And now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 22. Adelaide, showers and 19. Melbourne, light rain and 15. Hobart, a shower or two, 13 degrees. Canberra, a possible shower, 23. Wollongong, much the same, 26. Sydney, windy, 30. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 29. Brisbane, sunny, 27. Cairns, showers, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.